You are on Texas Standard Time.
Texas turning blue? While many Republicans and lots of politics watchers say such predictions are premature, Texas Democratic Party, re-energized in part by last year's tight Cruz O'Rourke Senate race, could signal something similar for Texas House races in 2020. How tight? Well, consider this one. In the last election, no fewer than 17 House seats were won by 10% of the votes or less. And get this, 10 of those races were in conservative North Texas. Here to talk about how all this might play out for 2020, Dallas Morning News state government reporter James Berrigan. James, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hey, David. Good to be on the show.
Democrats haven't had control of the Texas House since, what was it, something like 2003? Why are Republicans so worried now? It seems like they are.
Yeah, so you're correct. The last time the Texas Democrats had control of the House was in 2003, which really was the year when the complete Republican dominance of state politics began. But in the last couple of election cycles, Democrats have seen steady gains, and they are encouraged because of the 2016 elections, where Hillary Clinton, although she lost the presidential race, did gain a lot of momentum for down-ballot candidates. And then in 2018, Beto O'Rourke's Senate campaign really benefited a lot of Democrats down-ballot, and they flipped a total of 12 seats in the House, which then ended up with the balance in the House being 83 Republicans and 67 Democrats, which is a lot more even than it was before, 95-55. And, you know, some people credit that balance to the particularly successful legislative session that we have this year. So going into next year's elections, Democrats are going to tout the successes of the legislative session this year. Mm-hmm. And they're going and they think they can pick up a lot more seats, including those 10 seats that we're talking about in DFW.
Now, let's focus a little bit more geographically here. You talk about the DFW. There are a lot more purple hotspots, I think it's safe to say, and a lot of those in the burbs. What's happening up there?
Yeah, so the big thing for us in Dallas last election is that most of the state house seats in Dallas County flipped to being Democratic. Only two Republican seats are left in Dallas County. But the more outstanding thing is that even in some places like Tarrant County, Denton, Collin, places that are really staunchly conservative and had been traditionally Republican strongholds, there were a lot of challengers who came really, really close to beating the incumbents. And indeed, in some places, in Denton County, for example, Democrat Michelle Beckley beat the incumbent Ron Simmons. And so Democrats are charged up. They've been doing a lot of groundwork in those areas, and they think they can pick up a couple more seats. In 2020, though, Republicans say that they are not taking anything for granted. They're not going to just lay there and watch Democrats come in and take their seats. Mm-hmm. The Republican chairman of the party of Texas told me that the GOP had been laying groundwork since the beginning of this year, since January. Mm-hmm. And they're now out in full force in the entire state. So, you know, Republicans are not going to just let Democrats walk in and take it.
Well, no, indeed. I mean, House Speaker Dennis Bonin himself launched this Texas Leads PAC. He has $3 million of his own campaign funds trying to help GOP incumbents in 2020 keep, he wants to keep the House red, of course. What about Democrats? Are they looking at this these House contests the same way?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're looking at a couple of those races that were very, very close and targeting those. You know, there are places in Dallas County, for example, Morgan Meyer only kept his seat by 200 votes. Matt Shaheen in Collin County only kept his seat by 400 votes. Mm-hmm. So Democrats are looking at those and saying, can we get our candidates over the top? And indeed, some of those candidates have just not stopped running since the last election. They've virtually not stopped. Joanna Catnach, who challenged Morgan Meyer, has not stopped running. So they're going hard, and they're raising a good amount of money. But again, Republicans are not going to just stand there and watch these Democrats try to take their seats.
Is it possible that even if Texas doesn't necessarily turn blue, that we could see after 2020 a Texas House turn blue?
I think that is what Democrats are hoping for, and it's shaping up to be a real battle, as is evidenced by the amount of money that is being spent by Republicans and Democrats.
James Berrigan, he covers state government for the Dallas Morning News. We'll link to his latest, texasstandard.org. James, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.